Blog Talk Radio.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand. But I still need love, cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see. But darling, it's not a good look and some self-control. Deep down I know this never works, but you can lay with me so it doesn't hurt. Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all.
Monday with your sexy host Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday. Privileged, honored, humbled to be able to be here today, this morning, and to be able to have a wonderful people that support this show, that inbox me and email me and always letting me know that they're tuned in, that they get something out of this show, that they appreciate the positive vibes early in the morning. So for that and many other reasons is why I continue to do this show. So blessed is everyone that we all come together and be able to make this happen. I have a lot of announcements this morning, so I want to get through them, and then I'll go to my phone lines. Okay, so first of all, I want to give out prayers for Pretty Lou Ortega. He's waiting on a perfect match for his bone marrow. Pretty Lou, I love you. I keep you in prayers. We're all praying for you to get better. Pretty Lou is the hottest host in New York City. he's been dubbed that, and rightly so. Because if there's a hot party going on in New York, he's definitely the one hosting it. Right now, he needs all of us, and we're all in prayer because he will not lose, you know. So, Lou, we're here for you. I don't know if you're listening to this show right now as we're airing it, but I know you'll be able to hear it afterwards. Hashtag Pretty Lou will not lose. And that's the campaign that's going around. Shout out to all those that are doing all these events in honor of him to be able to raise money. You know, as you know, a lot of us don't be having that insurance. And then when something tragic like this happens to us and those doctor bills, we start getting faced with that, you know, they football number. Able to donate, but definitely our praise out to you, Lou. Okay, we're here for you. A big shout out to Sean that just came out from the hospital getting his appendix. Oh my God, all this is happening. People, we need to take care of our health. We really need to take care of our health and make sure everything going, you know, going right. Every year, try to get a physical, and when something's going wrong, you know. The same way we get money to be able to buy extra stuff, sneakers and purses and all that, dish out that extra money a month so you can be able to pay for some health insurance. You know, we need health insurance, people. I mean, come on. How are we going to be all right if we don't go to the doctors and make sure that our health is all right? As you know, October is the month for breast cancer awareness. So a big shout out to all those survivors, all those that are doing walks and all type of fabulous things. I see pink all over the place. And it's a beautiful thing. I'm glad that people out there really doing the thing with the breast cancer. Salute to that. I have breast cancer survivors in my family, so we have definitely lived it. But in another note, I would like to see more purple stuff going out there because October is also Domestic Violence Month. So, people, please, let's see some more purple and more support for this, you know, this horrible epidemic that affects the whole entire family. Big shout-out to La Tere. Big shout-out to Caridad, La Bruja. Big shout-out to Lila Green, who this month have, you know, done up and beyond incredible things to be able to bring awareness to domestic violence. So big shout out to you ladies. I've seen you moving around and doing what you do is a beautiful thing. You know, since I'm talking about that, let's not forget my E2K Walk for a Cause, which is for October 25th. It's in Florida. So anybody in Florida that wants to come and walk, you know, I invite everybody to come out. If you cannot come out to the walk because obviously we're in Florida, then you can, you know, donate so you can help us make a big impact. Like I was stating before, sometimes, you know, people like, oh, I don't live in Florida, so why would I donate to something that's going around in Florida? Because domestic violence, when someone is a victim, usually they have to leave from where they live and go shelter somewhere else. Of course, you never know. That's a, you know, that's a privacy thing for the safety of the family. But you never know where they're really living. And because wherever you throw that money at, it's going to go to a family that they need. Okay? So just keep that in mind when you're saying, oh, why should I donate other things going on? It's still the same thing. Domestic violence is still the same thing. These shelters really need, you know, from the community, because they're actually helping our community. I also want to say rest in peace to my favorite aunt, Titi Ofe. You know, we lost her in 91 to cancer, and that's my favorite aunt, and I love her. I love all my aunts, but this one was, you know how everybody had that favorite Titi, that favorite auntie? Well, she was my favorite auntie. She continues to be so. And something that I put out that nobody knows, everybody's always asking me, why you let your nails grow so long? Well, part of that is a big tribute to her because her nails used to be so long. Also, today, 22 years ago, in 92, we also lost the love of my life, which was Tony Melendez. So rest in peace to Tony Melendez and his family and all those that continue to remember him 22 years later. Big shout out to the Cypress Boys, the Junior Cypress Boys. That's the love of my life. He continues to be the love of my life, and that's what it is. So I went through all that. Good morning, and I'm going into my phone line. 646. Good morning, y'all. We're MLE 2K.
I have to bring the kids.
Please. The kids? What's going on with the kids?
What's up, Emma? It's me. Hey, Mommy. You already know who it is.
Good morning to you and the kids.
What's up, Mommy? They in school now.
Okay, just be careful because you're on the air. I'm just saying.
I know. I was talking to my uncle just now.
Okay.
I know I'm on the air. How's everybody doing?
Good, good. Well, big shout out to your son also that celebrated a birthday yesterday, correct?
My son, Emma.
That's what I said, honey.
EJ. Oh, I didn't hear you.
I know,
EJ,
honey. That's what I said.
His 10th birthday. He's 10 years old, man. The kid is growing quick.
I think you need your coffee.
I need my Bustelo.
Yes,
si no es Bustelo, no es bueno.
Yes, but I have mine.
Well,
already.
I want to give a shout out to my girl, Emma, man. She looked out for my son, like always, and my kids and my family. And this love for her, it just gets stronger and stronger and stronger. Because she's a real, 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 real Boricua. Keeps it real 100%. And if you don't like it, you know what you could do.
Okay, it's Motivational Mondays. We're motivating you, all right?
You got me motivated, Mommy. Your program every Monday, I know I've been missing it once in a blue moon, but when I get on, it's on.
I appreciate you, and I really appreciate
you. But, Mommy,
you.
And
you
I want to also,
keep
I want
on.
You to, yeah, and I want you to pray for me tomorrow. I'm getting my neck surgery. So,
yes,
you know.
You definitely be in prayer. Prayers are going to go out to you. You got this. God got this. So, you're going to
He
gonna
got
go
this.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I put
absolutely.
It in His hand. Without Him,
yeah,
I wouldn't be here.
Absolutely.
You know,
that's all we can do.
And the 25th. The 25th, your walk. You
yes.
gotta let me know where is that, so you know I could volunteer. I could come through and walk with you, right next to you.
It's very close. It's where I do all my walkings each morning. You're from around the area, so
okay.
You know, but we'll get into those details later. But
right.
Yeah, it's time to spread the word. You know, it is for domestic violence. We're all walking.
Right.
Big shout out to
and
all
has,
those that are doing something for domestic violence. La Tere, La
you
Lina,
know,
Lila Green.
Yep. And you know I'm doing something for domestic violence. It's called DAB, Dads Against Bullies, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's one of the
like
things,
Emma
too.
Says, it's, you know, violence. I mean, I put my stuff out there, and I'm a real guy. I went through domestic violence, and I had to correct myself. It's not fair to the women that we put them through this domestic violence, guys. If you think you're in a situation that's boiling, take yourself out the picture. Give the lady some time to herself. Let her think. Let her, you know, it's not fair, especially when you got kids. It's not right. Because they're the one that hurt. We don't hurt. They're the one that hurt. We might hurt, but in a different way. But the kids, you know, we got to set a better example for these kids out there. You know, Emma knows that where we live at, you know, I'd be up and down these courts and talking to these kids, giving them a positive attitude. So these kids are heading the wrong way. They don't have father figures. They don't have mother figures. And, you know, I step in a lot. And Emma knows that I'd be in that basketball court a lot and talking to these kids. You know.
I mean, that's where it starts.
Emma, and the kids are off the hook, man.
I know.
They are
I know.
Off the hook. Hooked and I'd be trying to talk to them, and it's like some of them gets it, some of them it goes through the ear and comes out through the other one. And
but
I tell them, guys.
You know what? It's not necessarily that they don't get it. Is you got to understand, too, like, you know, if they're living a certain life and somebody tells them something positive, yeah, they may want to grab onto that, but guess what? Then they got to go home and deal with their reality. You know,
mm-hmm.
So it's hard for a child to be able to balance that out. Like, okay, this person's
mm-hmm.
talking positive, but I got to go home and this is what I'm dealing with. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So
yep.
unless they get removed out of that situation and then you do follow-up, then you can
mm-hmm.
really, you can really make a change. While they still living through their misery or their, you know, whatever it is that they're going through in their home, it's just
mm-hmm.
difficult. It's difficult to give them a positive word when then they got to go and deal with their reality, you know? So
Exactly.
But, you know,
but
we can't give up.
I'm not giving up on nobody. I don't even give up on myself no more. I used to give up on myself, but I picked myself up and I said, you know what, Ed? Yo, you had a beautiful family. And like I tell everybody, yes, I've been with my wife 25 years, and I went through some domestic violence. Yes, we did. And I corrected myself. It's not fair. That's all I got to say. It's not fair. And if we don't, like Emma says, we don't have our coffee in the morning, hey, guys, ladies, everybody, please, this world is this world's coming to an end. We got to put ourselves out there, be positive about ourselves, carry ourselves. I mean, believe in ourselves. Emma knows, I'll keep on talking the whole program.
Yeah. I was just kind of get into it, like, excuse me, get your own show. Thank you for calling, though. I love you.
I love you.
A big shout-out to Ed, a supporter to the show, and definitely a great, great friend and a great inspiration, man. You know, he's out there doing what he can do. And that's all I ask people to do, man. Do what you can do. You know, one person, it just takes one person to start that move, you know, that movement, whether it be positive or negative, because you can do it for negative as well. But I implore that you do it for the positive, because it's just so needed. You know, this world is just crazy. And, you know, it used to be crazy, and now it's crazier. You know, they told me that's not a word, but I still use it, crazier. It's just outrageous, all the things that's happening. All these young kids that are, you know, just suffering, kind of raising themselves, children, you know, creating children, and then not knowing how to lead, you know. So we have to teach these kids, you know, we have to teach these kids how to become leaders in their own right, you know, how not to want to follow what everybody's doing just because it's deemed cool or whatever. And that's a lot of pressure. That's a lot of pressure for your average child that's out there running around, and they see other kids doing other things, and they get popular over it, and they're going to want to do what they, you know, what they do. But this is when the parents have to get in, the aunts, the community, you know what I mean? The community has to step in and let them know that they're not alone. You know, that's all it takes sometimes, just a smile and just to listen to these kids, man. Just listen to these kids. A big shout out to all the queens out there doing the work. I see you, ladies. I get your messages. I read your emails, and I try to get back everybody in an appropriate time. But, you know, I'm only one person. So that's why I try sometimes to answer a bunch of things, so I may talk about certain things in the show in hopes that you guys are listening, especially the people that send me certain emails, that you guys are listening and I'm able to give this reply and this answer through the show. So big shout out to all those that follow LushRadioOnline.com, that follow me, Emma E2K. Make sure you go to my website, EmmaE2K.com, and leave me some positive stuff over there in my guest book. I have a guest book there, and you can write, like, so many beautiful things, so I can go over there and smile. I enjoy smiling. So please go to MAE2K.com, support the website, LushRadioOnline.com. Follow us on all the social networks, which is Lush Radio Online. Follow MAE2K. Follow E2K Worldwide LLC. And follow us. We'll follow you. And, you know, let's support one another, man. Shout out to the minister, Yvonne, who's out there also doing the work in New York City over there in St. Lawrence. She opens up her doors to those that are battling with drug addiction and any addiction. She opens the doors, and they have a prayer sessions. If you want any more information, they also give free food and certain free items. So if you want any more or you need any more information about it, make sure you email us at e2kworldwideLLC@gmail.com. That's the email for everything. So if you want to, whatever it is you want to know that I've discussed in the show today, make sure to email me at e2kworldwide.llc@gmail.com. People, I still need those donations for the E2K Work For cause. And our cause is domestic violence this year. So please, I never ask for anything that has to do for me. I'm just kind of prideful like that because, you know, I work hard. But anything that has to do with that I got to ask so it can be a benefit to someone else, then I'm here asking. I'm here harassing. I'm here calling. I'm here texting. You will hear from me. Shout out to all those that already have donated. You guys, you know, there's just not any words. There's just not any words to say how incredibly blessed I feel every time I see the PayPal telling me, you got mail, and another donation has come in, or I go into the mailbox and I see another money order or a check. You guys are incredible. And I want to make a big impact for the spring.org, which is the organization that is getting the funds that we're able to collect all the way up to the 25th. Those that are walking, make sure you register early. Registration is till the 15th, I believe. So email again, and I'll send you all the information, and we'll keep you posted. So this song goes out to a young lady that I was talking to this week, and I hope this song just, you know, really tells you all. You say you were going to be listening today, and I hope that you're listening. So this song, and you know who I'm talking about, right? So this song is for you, young lady, okay?
This is a song for every girl who's ever been through something she thought she couldn't make it through, yeah. I sing these words because I was that girl too, wanting something better than this, but who do I turn to? Now we're moving from the darkness into the light, yeah. This is the defining moment of our lives. Cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire, you will heal the world with your mind, and there is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you, who are beautiful, yeah, you, who are brilliant, yeah, you, who are powerful, yeah, you, who are resilient. This is a song for every girl who's ever been through something that she thought she couldn't make it through. Girl, you can make it through. I sing these words because I know you're the one who knows there's something better than this, and you're gonna define it, yeah. Now we're moving from the darkness into the light, yeah. This is the defining moment of our lives. Oh, cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire, you will heal the world with your mind, and there is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you, who are beautiful, yeah, you, who are brilliant, yeah, you, who are powerful, yeah, you, who are resilient, yeah, you, who are beautiful, yeah, you, who are brilliant, yeah, you, who are powerful, yeah, you, who are resilient, yeah, you, oh, yeah. yeah, you. Hey, yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you.
Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K. That song went out to the young lady. That song went out to the young lady that I was talking to within this week, actually about the issue of domestic violence and the fact that, she made the move to better herself and her family unit. And, you're resilient. And anything that you put your mind to, you will do, unfortunately, people have the habit always, and this gets to me, but people have the habit always to be asking, when there's a domestic violence situation, they always ask, why does the woman stay? Or why she stay? She's so stupid, whatever. I mean, I can answer that. I'm a survivor. I used to be a domestic violence victim. And, it's not as easy as people think. It's not as easy as just packing up and, I'm just going to walk away from the situation. I'm no longer going to be. By the time it gets really bad, where it actually there's physical, altercations and all that, by the time you get to that point, you already in so deep emotionally and otherwise that that's just the tipping, that's just the tipping of the iceberg. So it's not like, you get into a relationship like, hey, I love you, slap, and then, you know what I mean? It's not as easy as people think, let's just say. It's more emotional. It's more emotions that go into that. And because, us women, we are creatures of emotions, we get caught up into the emotional part. We get caught up into feeling we can change this man. And he actually has his own demons he's battling with. And because we don't have the proper tools to maybe help him, all we're doing is really sometimes making things worse by staying. But we think we're making things better by showing him that we're not going to abandon him, So it's just a lot of emotions. And, who in a loving when you love someone, who in a loving relationship or when you feel you're in a loving relationship, who wants to just walk away from a person that tells you they love you? From a person that, although they just slapped you, will cry in front of you and say they're sorry and say, you're the love of their life. That's a lot of emotions. That's a lot of emotions that go in there. And then by that time, by the physical time, you're already so isolated. You have no friends to talk to and dialogue with. Your family already kind of turned their back on you. So you only have this one person that's telling you that nobody else cares about you but them, that they're the ones that love you, that they'll protect you and all that. They'll protect you, and they're the ones beating on you. Isn't that ironic? The person that you're most want to be with is, your prince in shining armor, your king, is the one that's actually causing you pain and, is the reason why you're crying and why you're so sad. So, ladies, when you have self-love, when you love yourself deeply, I mean truly, when you've taken the time to say, I am worthy, I am valuable, you will not allow no other person, man or woman or in between, to treat you anything less than what you know you're worth. And that's what it's all about. It's just being in that journey and finding out your worth. Because once you know how much you're worth, you're not going to let nobody treat you less. I mean, that's what it is. Sometimes, there's people that are scared to be alone. So they'll rather take some hits, some slaps, and then some guilt gifts and be like, okay, well, he bought me this bag, but you had to rock a black eye for like 2 weeks for that bag instead of for 2 or 3, maybe 5 weeks and still buying the bag is skipping the black eye and skipping the crying and skipping the pain and the manteca ubre on your eye. You know what I mean? So we have to take more pride and more worth in ourselves, ladies, seriously, especially when there's children involved and these kids are seeing this. These kids are starting to now get immune to, okay, daddy and mommy are fighting. This is like a normal thing. Now, when I'm in my relationship, if the man hits me, well, I see my dad hit my mom, or I see my dad hit his girlfriend, or, you know, it's just a cycle that keeps going and going and going year after year after year if you don't put a stop to it, if you don't have conversations with your children to let them know this is not okay. This is not okay, and this is definitely not acceptable behavior. Big shout out to those that are making, you know, it's hard when you're in an argument and you feel you're right and you know, and you just want to burst out. And some ladies don't make it any easier. And again, I'm not blaming. Don't get my words twisted. I don't condone no man for whatever reason hitting a woman. Now, I have a son. I will not, you know, tell my son ever to strike a no woman. If she's getting crazy, you just try to hold her down, or you try to walk away, you know, but you do not go and beat. There's a difference between if a woman's acting wild and acting like a man, you hold her down and you let her know, listen, relax, calm down. But not that you're just going to go knock her out and leave her dropped on the floor just because you know you can. Physically, the man is always going to overpower the woman for most of the time, because there are men that get abused too and get knocked on the floor as well. I don't condone that neither. Whether it be a woman to a man or a man to a woman, I don't condone violence at all. That it happens, but it's not something that your kids should be accustomed to seeing and watching. It's sad, man. It's just a sad situation. In October, being is the month of domestic violence awareness, it's just something to talk about a little bit more. But let's not forget, when October is over, this is still happening. This is not going to go away. And we need everyone to be able to step in and make a difference, you know? You can make a difference.
I'm calling out
everyone to make a difference.
To the whole wide world. Help me scream and shout that we want peace. Big love to Emmanuel Jow.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, I'm looking for some people who's looking for peace. Maybe together we could make the war cease. Now we can send mankind to the moon, and we can reach to the bottom of the sea. That's why it really kind of baffles me that we cannot end wars and bring peace. And we cannot change the way people act, and we cannot change the way people think. So if we sit back, chill out and relax, civilization will soon be extinct. That's why I am calling on the whole wide world. Come on, people, would you help me? Let's scream and shout, cause we want peace. To say the least, I dedicate this song to the common people caught in the middle of this common evil. I wish the world was a little bit better. Time to start looking at the man in the mirror. The devil policeman, fear make a genocide with Hitler so he can feel a war of genocide and I hope was weakened. Lighting up the land cause nobody was speaking. That's why I am, I'm calling on the whole wide world. Come on, people, would you help me? Let's scream and shout cause we want peace. Poor people living and die for the world going deaf, the world going blind, the world busy sitting down on the behind. Nobody cared about the poor and needy, too busy sucking up to the rich and the greedy. For every hero there's a villain. I am dealing, we gotta stop standing out on sin. One more time, we got no more time. We gotta figure out the way that.
Hey yo, I don't even know you and I hate you. See, all I know is that my girlfriend used to date you. How would you feel if she held you down and raped you? Tried and tried, but she never could escape you. She was in love, and I'd ask you how. I mean, why? What kind of love from a nigga would black your eye? What kind of love from a nigga every night makes you cry? What kind of love from a nigga make you wish he would die? I mean, shit, he bought you things and gave you diamond rings, but some things wasn't worth none of the pain that he brings. And you say, what made you fall for him? That nigga had the power to make you crawl for him. I thought you was a doctor, be on call for him. Smack you down cause he said you was too tall for him. That wasn't love, baby girl, you was dreaming. I could have killed you when you said your seed was growing from his
love
semen.
Is blind, and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
Love is blind,
and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
I don't even know you when I kill you myself. You played with her like a doll and put her back on the shelf. Wouldn't let her go to school and better herself. She had a baby by your ass and you ain't give her no help, Big time hustler, snake motherfucker. One's born every day and every day she was your sucker. How could you beat the mother of your kid? How could you tell her that you love her? Don't give a fuck if she lives. She told me she would leave you. I admit it, she did, but came back, made up a lie about you missing your kids. Sweet kisses, baby, ain't even know she was your mistress. Had to deal with fist fights and phone calls from your bitches. Lost like you possessed her, telling me to mind my business. That it was her life and stay the fuck out of it. I tried and said just for him, I keep it ready clip.
Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
Love is blind,
and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
I don't even know you and I want you dead. Don't know the facts, but I saw the blood pour from her head. See, I lay down beside her in the hospital bed, and about 2 hours later, doctor said she was dead. Had the nerve to show up at her mother's house the next day to come and pay your respect to help the family pray. Even knelt down on one knee and let a tear drop. And before you had a chance to get up, you heard my gun cop praying to me now. I ain't God, but I pretend. I ain't start your life a nigga, I'ma bring it to an end. And I did, clear shots and no regrets. Never cops come and lock me under the jail. Nigga, whatever, my bitch, fuck that, my sister. You can never figure out, even if I let you live, what our love was all about. I consider her my blood and it ain't come no thicker.
Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind.
It's definitely blind, man. Love is definitely blind. And that's what I was discussing before I went into this song, and I threw the song out. You know, I usually don't play songs that curse and do all that, but the message was kind of deep, and sometimes people only understand it when there is profanity in it, just so they can know the seriousness of it. You can't sugarcoat, you know, domestic violence. So sometimes to understand something, you have to speak the language, and that's why I allowed that song to play. I'm going to go back to my phone lines. Ed, you want to say something?
Yeah, Mommy, I want to make comments about, you know, guys abusing women. And it's, you are absolutely right. And I keep it real. I'm 100%. I hit my wife twice, three times, and I felt like shit. I felt degraded. You know, why am I doing that? I did not come from a family touching a woman. I was never taught that hitting a woman would solve the problem. That's a no-no. And it goes the same way a woman hitting a man. It's not right. It's not right. And if we don't attack this subject harder, and me as an example, I like to talk about what I did wrong in my relationship. I did a lot of stuff wrong, and I'm learning from it. Is it too late? No. To learn better habits? Yes. The people that I was surrounded by, it was always negative. Oh, it's okay to smack the girl. No, it's not okay to smack a girl. When you was born, your mother didn't smack you when you came out, or your father. You know. So, guys, please. Emma knows me. I know Emma. If your guys need to talk about hard relationship, be free to get the information from Emma, my number. And I would like to talk to the guys, because some guys are just don't have no clue whatsoever how to treat a woman. They think, oh, let me push her around, or let me go play her. No. When you have a real woman in your life and she's there to support you 100%, support her back, guys. Give her the same support she gives you. Don't be an ass. Sorry to say it up in your radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be
a
rear-ended and think because you're a macho man, oh, I could get over with her with this. No, you cannot. Because
it's not fair. Not only it's not fair to the woman, but it's not even fair to the man himself, because how happy
mm-hmm.
can you really be to have to be
mm-hmm.
so controlling of another person? You know, so in other words, after a while, you have to know that the only reason why that person's there is because, A, you either have scared her, or financially she's stuck, or, in other words, she's not there on her own free will. How would you want to be?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you want to be with somebody that's not there for you on their free will?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Think about that. And, you know, not only the woman should get help, but I also agree that the man needs a lot of help. The man
mm-hmm.
needs therapy. The man
mm-hmm.
needs, you know,
mm-hmm.
to seek and seek and find,
mm-hmm.
and don't be afraid of that. Respect a man more that tells me, you know what, I used to be this way. Like, I respect you that you was willing to make a change. You admitted, you know, I did this. Okay, I'm wrong, because there's nobody perfect. Let's get it. Let's take it there. No one's perfect. Everybody makes mistakes. Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, but when you make the mistake, at least, you know, be accountable for it. Say, okay,
mm-hmm.
I made this mistake, and now I'm going to do better. Now I'm going to
mm-hmm.
change. Don't say, okay, I made this mistake, I'm sorry, and after you cry, you go back and you strike her again.
Yeah.
And you were not
exactly.
sorry. Those tears
mm-hmm.
were in genuine.
Mm-hmm. And Emma, I tell you 100%, I was like that. I was one of those. Okay.
That doesn't. It doesn't solve anything. It doesn't solve anything.
It doesn't. I was one of those guys that they give shit. They give two shits. Oh, I'm a bodybuilder. So what? So what? Look at me now. Look at me now. I'm hurting. My body hurts.
The physical doesn't solve anything.
It doesn't.
Free will is the most beautiful thing. When a person free
mm-hmm.
willingly wants to be with you, not because they
exactly.
feel scared or obligated
exactly.
to be with you. You know,
exactly.
free will, I think, is the best thing. I'm going to go into my phone lines real quick so I can be able to catch some calls
before,
but you stay hanging on, okay? I'm going to 571. 571, good morning, y'all. We're M-A-E-2-K. Peace.
M, good morning, M. Joe Sumo, M.
Good
morning.
Morning,
how are you?
Big salute to the Sumo One.
How are you?
I'm glorious.
How are you?
You already know.
Yeah, man. I just was looking, you know, I just seen you post in one of the calls to give you a little support, tell you I love you, and you know, you're helping me out big time, man. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you. You know, it's all about just supporting each other, man. In this world where people just don't care about anything anymore, sometimes all we need is just someone to hear us out and just kind of point us to the direction we know we were supposed to be at anyway. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Sometimes it takes people to help people find what they got inside of them. You did that for me, girl. Thank you very much.
I appreciate
on that
you,
note,
Joe.
Don't worry about it. On that note, I'm at work, so I'm kind of busy. I just wanted to call and give you a little love and support, girl. All right?
Thank you, babe. Yes, definitely.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Okay, peace. And that's what it's about, man, to be able to recycle, you know, that love to be able to take out some time from your day and just, you know, a phone call, just a kind word, just letting someone know, hey, listen, I'm here for you. I can hear you out. I'm willing to, you know, I care. Forget about that. I care. You know what I mean? And just that can turn people's lives around in an incredible way. So I'm always asking people to reach out, man. Big shout out to John 161, man. I see you. Big John just tried to call in. I know. I don't know what happened. Can you try to call in again so I can pick up your call? And good morning to you, too. John is calling from the BX. John, can you try to call back? And I'll pick up your call. So, John's my dude, man. He's my industry dude out there. He's always doing it big, man. I don't want to name drop. I want to let him be able to call in and say what he do, but... You know, those are my dudes, man. I get a lot of love because, you know, I give a lot of love. So hopefully, oh, I see what you're doing wrong, calling in my private phone. Hold on. All right, so so I'm inboxing him the radio. I think he's calling my personal phone. So big shout out to John. I don't know if you're going to get to be able to call in. If you, when you hear this later on, I definitely shouted you out. And hope he gets to call in. I'm still going to try to give him a little hot second. But John is the dude definitely to connect with. He's security for Public Enemy. And he's down with the whole Zulu Nation. So, you know, peace goes out to him. If we can be able to get him to call in, it'll be fab. If not, you know, big shout out to him for even making that attempt. I love when, you know, everybody just connects and tries to do things just because, man, just because they can do, just because they're in that position to do it. Now, if you're not in a position to do certain things, I don't expect you to do it. But there's some people that I know that can, and those are the ones that I go after. Those are the ones that are getting my calls and my texts, letting them know and reminding them about my E2K Walk for a Cause, which is on the 25th. So far, sponsoring is, of course, LushRadioOnline.com and Puerto Rican Flags Up that have stepped up to companies that I work with and definitely have stepped up to sponsors. So big shout out to the two sponsors and some that have not cut the check yet, so I cannot mention their names. But, you know, they're still reaching out. Make sure you email me to E2KWorldwideLLC@gmail.com if you're interested in being a sponsor or just donating. You can also sponsor a walker. Even if you can't be there, you can pay the fee for someone else to walk and, you know, and just represent in the walk. And you can be able to sponsor that way. So you don't have to have to sponsor as being like a major sponsor for the whole event, but you can sponsor a walker to be able to walk. I have a couple of ladies that are, you know, unfortunately, you know, are, you know, involved in the domestic violence and may not have the funds to be able to walk, but they still want to walk for the cause. And you can be able to sponsor them by paying, you know, for their fee to be able to walk in the walk, okay? So there's plenty of ways for you to get up in it. You can PayPal, you can Western Union, you can find Wells Fargo, all the information I have for you, just email me so I can be able to send you out all the info. And, you know, again, I want to be able to do this in a big way, man, because shout out to everybody that's making the movement for breast cancer, all these companies. I love it. It's a beautiful thing. I go to the store, I see everything pink. I'm just saying, can I see some shade of purple? That's all I'm saying. Hashtag purple ribbon. Can I see some shades of purple? And not just because my favorite color, but because purple represents domestic violence as well. October is domestic violence month as well as breast cancer. I respect that. I have survivors in my family from breast cancer. And I have friends that have survived and those that I have lost to breast cancer. So, you know, it's not that I don't understand or have never been a part of that situation. I'm just saying, you know, this other situation too needs attention and awareness just as well. That's what I'm saying. You know, I'm all for every movement that has to do with women that either empowers. You know, I advocate for all everything that has to do with the movement and anything about the women that empowers them. You know, and fellas, you have to agree with me, because if we don't empower that queen that you're looking for, then when you get a woman that's not empowered, that's not motivated, the relationship doesn't go nowhere. You know, a strong king needs a strong queen, and that's all I'm trying to do, is just spread the knowledge to the queen so they can be able to be just as strong, so when that strong king steps into their life, they know how to handle that. They know how to deal with that. They know they are worthy of that. You know, that's all. So agree with me and stop telling me, oh, I'm male bashing. I am not male bashing. Just because I represent the women don't mean I'm male bashing. We need the men. We need real men. We need kings. Absolutely. I agree with that, you know. Who I bash is, you know, the ones that have kids and don't take care of them, the ones that are beating on women just because, yes, those men I'm bashing all day. But men that are out there doing what they need to do for their family, taking care of their children and their home and their communities, I salute y'all all day. All day I salute y'all because, you know, we need to. We need to salute you and everybody else that's doing the right thing, man. Shout out to all those that are on deck. John, I'm waiting for your call still. I'm going into music. Be right back.
The top spot title. Spent an hour in the bathroom, walked out looking like a model. God, doing what you do, got me right there with Apollo on the moon. Mooney genies in a bottle, girl, if they already got you.
Boy, you made me feel so lucky.
Visionary, a player too, you know I have some girls missionary. My black book a number thicker than a dictionary and Bible, I got it recycled. I love and I like you. 5-course meals, even though you don't mind a drive through, that's why I got you.
I got you.
Oh,
I'm never gonna say.
out to Tico, who deciphered all my dreams I've been having this week about animals attacking me. And it means I got big change. Big change is coming to my life. Big change and also a big betrayal. Motivational Mondays with your sexy old MAE2K. And I believe this is my dude, Big John. Let's see if he finally got through. 917. John, that's you? 917. Y'all with MAE2K. Hello. Okay, I'm not sure if it was on mute. 917. I'm going to go to the mic again. I'm opening your line.
What up? 917. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Salute.
What's really good?
Got you in the last minute, so speak fast.
I'm saying, though, you know, I was checking the domestic violence thing and how you was talking about women leaving. My sister, as you remember, was part of that, you know, trying to leave thing. He stabbed her 11 times, left her in the living room, walked out the door, and politely locked the door, leaving her in the house bleeding to death. And, you know, just so happened she was able to call somebody before she died in the house. You know, so I don't get that, you know, why would women just stay with somebody to do something like that just so they can, when you ask them the question, oh, but I love him. I think love is not meaning to get beat up.
I agree. You know? See, the women confuse. They confuse the I love you to, you know, they confuse the love. They just confuse the love. And it's sad because there's so many of our sisters that lose their life over this, and it's so tragic. It's like one out of four women, you know, right now as we're speaking, are losing their lives through domestic violence, through the hands of the men that they entrusted their lives with.
You know, and with this new generation of women, I don't get it. Y'all stay with them for materialistic reasons. Like,
yeah,
you know, that's a big problem. You know, you want to get beat up just for a Louis bag and a MK bag that probably ain't even real, but you know, I'm like, come on, I don't get it. You know, us old schoolers, you know, we truly was with the love and affection and, you know, trying to take care of ours and hold women down. But like I said, during the course of the change of the generations, it's like, you know, they think it's cool for them to get beat up and all that. Let me put it on video, and then you know, your girlfriends want to talk about you behind your back instead of helping you. You know, I just don't
that's
get
even, that's even more dangerous with the camera phones and all that. Now, not only do you get beat up, but you get beat up for the whole world to see.
Nah, you know what it is now? Everybody don't have an occupation, but all of a sudden we got everybody being a cameraman now.
Yeah. True that. It's just sad. It's just a sad situation, and we just need to keep creating awareness to the situation and really letting people know and talking about it. Because, you know, even though I'm sure these girls hear it all day long, it doesn't really hit them until actually finally when they do get smacked or they get hurt or they get beat, and they get to survive. Some of them, because some of them, like in the case of your sister, you know, we lose them. We lose them senselessly. We lose them. And all for what? You know, all for what? I mean, it's just senseless. And, you know, these men really, really have to start knowing these boys. Walk away. It's not that serious. Never that serious to have to beat a woman to death or stab or shoot or strangle. You know, just walk away. That hurts a person even more.
That's why I basically tell ladies, if you're going to get in a relationship, y'all need to put your cards on the table at the very beginning. Look, what do you expect from me? What can I expect from you? Get it all out in the open now, you know, and ask them, yo, do you hit women? Straight up. Just ask.
Right.
You know, because that way down the road, You know how the story goes. Oh, I wish I would have known that back then. I wouldn't have messed with him. I wouldn't have messed with her. Get it all out in the open at the beginning meeting, and you ain't got to have them problems.
Or get to know the person. Like, do a series interview and find out who his ex was or about his life, if he's about that life. And you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't take the time. We take more time. And I think you've said this before, too. We take more time to shop for shoes and bags and clothes than we do to get into a relationship.
Do real. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
hold up. And being that a lot of women basically want an online shop with them, Google the man name. You know, if he got a record or something, they will pop up. You stay on the computer or your phone every 2-3 seconds. I'm surprised half of us ain't got neck problems. I walk the street, everybody got their head down at a phone. They don't even, you know, chicken neck. They're like all down on their phone. They don't even look up. You know, but that's the gist. And like I said, I lost my baby, and it's crazy. Like I said, how you stab her 11 times, you being smooth, you walk out the house like nothing happened, you politely lock the door. Like,
wow.
Really?
Now, is this person in prison, dead?
They're in prison pleading not guilty. You know, they got the trial. The trial ended a couple of months ago. He got five to 15, or something like that. But you know, I didn't go to court. A couple of the boys went to court, and you know, it kind of got ugly. So I was told to distance myself because I already know me. I make phone calls. I don't, you know.
Where he needs to be, and you know, and God will deal with him accordingly.
Nah,
you already know God's wrath.
We're just gonna leave it at that. You from the streets. You from the hood. You already know.
We're just gonna leave it at that.
Right. No problem. Listen, y'all have a very blessed Gucci day at Motivational Monday Radio. I enjoyed your little musical clips. I'm like, E2K is going to come up. All right? Do what you do. Have a birthday.
Thank you, baby. You too. Peace. And that's our show for today. Thank you for tuning in and listening. I appreciate you. I appreciate all the callers that called in, showing me always, you know, the love that I'm so accustomed to receiving, because that's the same love I'm accustomed to giving. So thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate you. And good morning. Good morning.